2018学年第二学期，徐汇区学习能力诊断卷，高三英语听力，现在开始，请同学们做好准备。Listening Comprehension Section A Short Conversations Directions In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be askedabout what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once. After you hear the conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. How much should I pay for the overweight?
The charge for extra baggage is calculated by 1.5% of the standard ticket fare for economy class.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. Jack, is there any coffee in the coffee pot?
There is some, but no cream left. You'll have to content yourself with black coffee.
Question. What does the man mean?
3. Wow! You've got so many Chinese paintings here. Are they genuine?
All our reproductions are clearly marked and priced. They are sold at a fair price.
Question. What does the woman intend to tell the man? 4.Well, I'd like to cancel my reservation for the flight on September the 16th and book one on September the 19th instead, please.
Okay, wait a moment, please. Sorry, they're all sold out, but there's only one left, first class, on September the 20th.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
5. What?The visiting team scored the first goal?
Yes, ours are behind.
Question. What are they talking about?
6. They are a nice match to your skirt, but is that a good fit?
They're a little too small and my toes hurt.
Question. What are they most probably talking about?7. You've saved room for dessert, haven't you?
Oh, I do wish, but you know, the steak was so nice and I couldn't resist it. Now I am absolutely full.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. The scale shows no hint of losing weight. I wonder if my running is really worth it.
It is always very hard when you are starting out. It may work later, only if you stick to it.
Question. What does the woman mean?
9. It's freezing outside. What happened to the weather report? This cold front was supposed to pass, and it should be warm now.
Yes, I thought so too. That's what I read online this morning.
Question. What was the man informed online? 10. Excuse me, I need to have my car serviced before my long drive home.
No problem, madam. We have an excellent mechanic here.
Question. What will the woman probably do?
2. Directions.In Section B, you'll hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the conversation and the passage. The conversation and the passage will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
P.
People in the United States love their dogs and treat them well. However, dogs without owners to care for them lead a different kind of life. The expression, to lead a dog's life, describes a person who has an unhappy existence. Some people say, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. That means many people are competing for the same things, like good jobs. They say that to be successful, a person has to work like a dog. This means they have to work very, very hard. Such hard work can make people dog-tired, and the situation would be even worse if they became sick as a dog. Some people are compared to dogs in bad ways. People who are unkind or uncaring can be described as meaner than a junkyard dog. Junkyard dogs live in places where people throw away things they do not want. Mean dogs are often used to guard this property. They bark or attack people who try to enter that property. However, sometimes a person who appears to be mean and threatening is really not so bad. We say, his bark is worse than his bite. A junkyard is not a fun place for a dog. Many dogs in the United States sleep in safe little houses near their owner's home. These dog houses provide shelter, yet they can be cold and lonely in the winter. Husbands and wives use this doghouse term when they are angry at each other. For example, a woman might get angry at her husband for coming home late or forgetting their wedding anniversary. She might tell him that he is in the doghouse. She may not treat him nicely until he apologizes. However, the husband may decide that it is best to leave things alone and not create more problems. He might decide to let sleeping dogs lie.
Now, listen again, please.
People in the United States love their dogs and treat them well. However, dogs without owners to care for them lead a different kind of life. The expression, to lead a dog's life, describes a person who has an unhappy existence. Some people say, we live in a dog-eat-dog world. That means many people are competing for the same things, like good jobs. They say that to be successful, a person has to work like a dog. This means they have to work very, very hard. Such hard work can make people dog-tired, and the situation would be even worse if they became sick as a dog. Some people are compared to dogs in bad ways. People who are unkind or uncaring can be described as meaner than a junkyard dog. Junkyard dogs live in places where people throw away things they do not want. Mean dogs are often used to guard this property. They bark or attack people who try to enter that property. However, sometimes a person who appears to be mean and threatening is really not so bad. We say, his bark is worse than his bite. A junkyard is not a fun place for a dog. Many dogs in the United States sleep in safe little houses near their owner's home. These doghouses provide shelter, yet they can be cold and lonely in the winter. Husbands and wives use this doghouse term when they are angry at each other. For example, a woman might get angry at her husband for coming home late or forgetting their wedding anniversary. She might tell him that he is in the doghouse. She may not treat him nicely until he apologizes. However, the husband may decide that it is best to leave things alone and not create more problems. He might decide to let sleeping dogs lie.
Question 11. If a person says that he is living in a dog-eat-dog world, what does he mean?
Question 12. If a person is called mean to others, what phrase can we use to describe him?
Question 13. What would a husband probably do if he is in the doghouse, according to the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
In Jiading, a district of Shanghai, no fewer than 38 private museums and galleries have sprung up. Shanghai Zhuyun Art Museum has been open to the general public since September 2008. It is focused on displaying Jiading's local culture, art, and history. Exhibits include over 70 paintings and works of calligraphy by famed Jiading artists dating back to the Ming and Qing dynasties. The museum also includes more than 10 Jiading bamboo carving works and ancient books. Jia Yuanhai Art Center, which opened to the public in December 2013, was developed from four renewed factories. The art center hosts exhibitions but also offers studio space for resident artists. It also acts as a storage space for art and a service center. The center strives to be a multi-purpose art center, integrating art creation, exhibiting, art investment, and consumption. It is also an important public space for artists to exchange ideas. The Shanghai Xiangdong Buddha Museum boasts more than 1,000 Buddha statues, with the earliest dating back to the Northern Wei Dynasty. The statues span a broad range of styles, postures, and expressions. There are standing, sitting, solemn, and relaxed Buddhas on display. The museum covers a range of delicate techniques developed in Chinese sculptural art and represents many different periods. Furthermore, there is a diversity in terms of materials used. There are gold, silver, bronze, iron, porcelain, ivory, and rosewood sculptures. For those fascinated by Buddhist sculpture, Shanghai Xiangdong Buddha Museum is certainly a great place to go.
Now listen again, please.
In Jiading, a district of Shanghai, no fewer than 38 private museums and galleries have sprung up. Shanghai Zhuyun Art Museum has been open to the general public since September 2008. It is focused on displaying Jiading's local culture, art, and history. Exhibits include over 70 paintings and works of calligraphy by famed Jiading artists dating back to the Ming and Qing dynasties. The museum also includes more than 10 Jiading bamboo carving works and ancient books. Jia Yuanhai Art Center, which opened to the public in December 2013, was developed from four renewed factories. The art center hosts exhibitions but also offers studio space for resident artists. It also acts as a storage space for art and a service center. The center strives to be a multi-purpose art center, integrating art creation, exhibiting, art investment, and consumption. It is also an important public space for artists to exchange ideas. The Shanghai Xiangdong Buddha Museum boasts more than 1,000 Buddha statues, with the earliest dating back to the Northern Wei Dynasty. The statues span a broad range of styles, postures, and expressions. There are standing, sitting, solemn, and relaxed Buddhas on display. The museum covers a range of delicate techniques developed in Chinese sculptural art and represents many different periods. Furthermore, there is a diversity in terms of materials used. There are gold, silver, bronze, iron, porcelain, ivory, and rosewood sculptures. For those fascinated by Buddhist sculpture, Shanghai Xiangdong Buddha Museum is certainly a great place to go.
Question 14. What does Zhuyun Art Museum display to the public?
Question 15. What's the purpose of Jia Yuanhai Art Center?
Question 16. Which of the following statements is not true about Shandong Buddha Museum?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Mrs. Cao.
Good afternoon, Mr. Spear. Anything wrong with Emmett?
Oh, don't worry. I wanted to see you in connection with certain things I've been noticing about Emmett.
Has he been playing up?
No, he's a little withdrawn. He doesn't mix around with other children.
Is he inattentive also?
Well, he is certainly not as alert as he used to be.
Oh, this is upsetting. I organize his day myself.
Could it be too much TV?
No, he's allowed to watch TV only after 2 hours of concentrated work.
I think you are overdoing both, TV and work. When does he play?
In school.
No, that's not enough. Allow him at least 2 hours of unstructured play.
What do you mean by unstructured play?
It means free, uncontrolled play. It could make all the difference.
You really think so?
Yes. Half an hour of TV and no video games. Try this for a few days, and I'm sure you will see a change in him.
Now, listen again, please.
Hello, Mrs. Cao.
Good afternoon, Mr. Spear. Anything wrong with Emmett?
Oh, don't worry. I wanted to see you in connection with certain things I've been noticing about Emmett.
Has he been playing up?
No, he's a little withdrawn. He doesn't mix around with other children.
Is he inattentive also?
Well, he is certainly not as alert as he used to be.
Oh, this is upsetting. I organize his day myself.
Could it be too much TV?
No, he's allowed to watch TV only after 2 hours of concentrated work.
I think you are overdoing both, TV and work. When does he play?
In school.
No, that's not enough. Allow him at least 2 hours of unstructured play.
What do you mean by unstructured play?
It means free, uncontrolled play. It could make all the difference.
You really think so?
Yes. Half an hour of TV and no video games. Try this for a few days, and I'm sure you will see a change in him.
Question 17. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
Question 18. What's the problem with the boy Emmett?
Question 19. How does the woman feel after knowing Emmett's situation?
Question 20. Which of the following proverbs is the man's suggestion based on?